My, a wonderful God. Praise God. His name shall be called Wonderful. It's good to serve a wonderful God. Amen. There might be somebody here today.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, welcome. Good morning. Thank you again for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Rand of Cottonport, Louisiana, telling about more goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory on this morning for what you're doing. You are so awesome, and we love you, we thank you, we praise you for who you are, God. We just love you for how you're delivering, how you're saving, how you're setting free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for your healing virtue flowing. Even now, there may be some that have a special request right now, and we ask that you touch and heal and bless financially, so spiritually, so naturally, so whatever the need may be. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you for it in the name of Jesus. God, we will believe the report of the Lord, for you are awesome, God, and nothing too hard for you. We love you, God. We thank you for your word. We will know how to live, God, if we wouldn't read your word, God. But give us the hiding in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I love you this morning. I praise you for your mercies are fresh and new every morning. We thank you. Oh, none like you. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Well, we pray you've been enjoying the broadcast. And we thank the Lord for the ones who have called in for prayer, ones who called in with good reports. God, we just thank the Lord, for it is truly Him. We could not even do anything without the Lord. In Him we live, move, and have our being. And God wants us to just ask, praise God, whatever we need, ask Him. He's just waiting for us to ask Him that He can let us know that He's God. And He says, anything too hard for the Lord? No, nothing is too hard for the Lord. And we just trust Him and give our every care to Him. He says, cast all our cares upon Him, for He careth for us. Oh, bless His holy name. Who will not serve a Lord like that? That is a very present help in time of trouble. God, we thank you this morning. Oh, I just love Him. I magnify His name. I thank Him and I praise Him for another day's journey. Hallelujah. Each day that He wakes us up to be blessed to see, it's a blessing, it's a miracle. Oh God, He is just so real in my life. And this morning I'm just telling Him more goodness. As I began to read on last month, our Daily Bread wrote an account about, the author wrote about the subject, crumbs of time. And she wrote from Daniel 6 chapter 10 through 23rd verses. And I will read those verses. Amen. It was so powerful to me because so many times, you know, we may, when we talk about crumbs, I mean, like you think about a piece of bread or just a crumb off the bread. And that's just a little fragment of it. Praise God. But God, you know, we can just give the Lord just a little fragment or a little crumb of our time or prayer. Amen. As I begin to read Daniel, how he prayed 3 times a day. And sometimes, you know, we're busy, have our own agenda, our busy schedule. We might want to do what we want to do. And we just go on through the day. I know I do sometimes. But I usually always like to seek the Lord. I usually like to, in all my ways, acknowledge him that he will direct my path. Because I cannot do nothing without the Lord unless that he help me build a house. I labor in vain that build it. Amen. I learned through the years that in him I live, move, and have my being. But you know, my problem is the nighttime and night and night when I should pray. Well, I do praise and thank the Lord for the day, for how he blessed and worked things out and took care of us during the day. But at night, I'm so exhausted and tired that I'll just get on my knees and do a little quickie. I'll just give him a little crumb of my time and just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, forgive me. Lord, bless the whole world. God bless everybody. Bless my family. Bless my enemy. I was just like, oh, then my mind is going 100 miles an hour trying to think about something else that I need to do or think about the bed. Oh, I'm so sleepy that I'm just ready to hop in the bed. So I'll get off my knees and I'll just say, I need to read a scripture before I go to bed. And I'll open my Bible up to try to read a verse. And how many of you know, if you want to go to sleep fast in a hurry, just try to read before you go to bed. Then when I look again, my Bible fell on my chest, or it's all falling out of my head and I'm fast asleep. And when I wake up, then I'm like, oh, well, I need to catch up where I left off at, and I'll try to read a little more before you know it again. I'm fast asleep again, and then I'll just say, oh, forgive me, Lord, but you know, Lord, I had such a rough day today, Lord, I'm tired. So I just put my Bible on my nightstand. But as I begin to read about the crumbs of time, that's how that he doesn't want crumbs of our time, he wants all of our time. Not saying that we have to be just praying out loud every minute, or you know, say, oh Lord, but we can always pray and not faint. We can keep a little prayer in our hearts at all times, because knowing that God answers prayers and he's right there waiting to hear from us, to spend that quality time with us. And as we read about Daniel in that 6th chapter, so 10 through 23rd verses, we know Daniel was a busy man. He held a high government position in the ancient kingdom of Babylon, and I'm sure he had a full schedule. However, he had developed a habit of spending time with God, praying 3 times a day, praising God and thanking him. And this routine helped him to develop a strong faith that did not waver when he faced persecution. Praise the Lord. And I know so many times too, when I was going through my trials and persecution, seeking the Lord the more, it increased my faith and gave me to be strong in the Lord. As he began to help me work out the small things, then I could begin to trust him for the bigger things. Amen. Because truly, as sure as we live, we're going to be tried in the fire. We're going to be cast into the den of lions sometimes, per se. Praise God. May not be natural dens of lions, but sometimes the problem situation may be so hard and strong against us, but it seems like it's a fire of being thrown in the den of lions. But if we be to build that relationship with the Lord, and then knowing that he brought us through the little thing, he'll bring us through the greater thing. So God desires a personal relationship with us. In the morning, we can invite him into our day. Then we can praise him and ask him for the help throughout the day. better times, we can treasure some time alone with him and reflect on his faithfulness. And that's, I really love that part. I love to just spend time alone with him and just reflect back on how he worked things out in my life situations, how he answered prayers, and I can just feast on that, just that peace and that fellowship with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we spend time with God in prayer and his word, we grow in our relationship with him, and then we can learn to become more and more like him. So as time with God becomes a priority, and it should, the Lord is a jealous God, and he doesn't want anything else before him. So as our time with him becomes a priority, we enjoy his company more and more. Amen. And then as Daniel 6:10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his window, amen, his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then those men assembled. How many of you know the devil don't like it when you pray? So then those men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near. How many know the devil is accused of the brethren? Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the degree, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which ought to not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. And the Daniel's in the lion's den. Then the king, when he heard those words, was so displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. I mean, you know, God will give you favor with men. Amen. So the king was, I don't know if he was a believer or what, but he saw how the Lord worked miracles in Daniel's and in life. And he knew that God was real. Daniel's God was real. So he didn't really want to deliver him to the lions, but he had made a decree that he had to keep his word. Praise God. Then these men assembled to the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thy servant continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. My Lord, he didn't want any ear to come to Daniel. Praise God, he fasted. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Isn't that amazing? God is such an awesome God. He'll make your enemy to be your footstool. Amen. Glory to his holy name. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. I like that part. The king wants to see what Daniel's God had done. Oh, I believe he had faith to believe that God was a deliverer. He knew, praise God, that God was going to take care of Daniel. Amen. And then when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thy servant continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeded exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Praise God. So the Lord just don't want crumbs of our time. He wants all of our time. And our priorities should be in the right place. Amen. And also Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not